This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three of this live Saturday night edition in studio. It's Daryl
and Mark.
And let's go back to the phones. We're talking about Eagle Scouts and the softening of children. And Mark, you had asked a question about whether or not the lawsuit here out of Texas, where a family that tragically lost their 15-year-old son, they wound up suing the camp where the son died. And
some Boy Scout affiliated camp.
Your question is, will this lawsuit and other similar sort of suits wind up making Eagle Scout just a completely meaningless rank of Boy Scouts?
That's kind of my concern, yeah.
And we've got Christina calling in from Indianapolis. Christina, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my thought on this is I am a parent, and parents are ultimately the ones responsible for their children. This child would never have went on this hike if the parents didn't give permission, because he's a minor. And so I don't see where it's the responsibility. I mean, I don't feel they have a right to sue the Boy Scouts of America. And we should not lower the standards at all to earn the rank of an Eagle Scout, because that is a very exclusive rank to earn, and you have to earn it. And, I mean, that's just it. I mean, that's like trying to say women can go in and be Navy SEALs. I'm sorry. There's certain criteria that have to be met, and women were not created to be the same thing as a man.
Well, I think that if they can meet the criteria, they should be allowed, right? Like, I don't think
that
the possession of
but
a uterus shouldn't exclude you. However,
right. But don't lower the standard of what's expected for, to reach that rank, whether it's an Eagle Scout or a Navy SEAL or whatever you may be, because, I mean, that's like saying, oh, I want to go be a surgeon, but I don't quite meet the criteria, but I still want to be a surgeon. No, I don't think that's what qualifies you just because you want to be it. You have to earn it.
Let me play devil's advocate here and ask the question. They have over 130 different merit badges available. Eagle Scout needs to collect at least 21, and then there are specific ones that
there's
they
core
need.
Requirements.
Core requirements, and then here's all the other electives, and out of these you need at least something from this and this, and then the rest just pick whatever. So what if they only removed camping and hiking?
No. I think that to be a well-rounded scout requires all of those different abilities to be able to survive in certain situations and certain things. I mean, I don't think they should change the criteria of it just to accommodate snowflakes who are used to sitting in their house and playing games.
Right, and this is, I agree 100%. I looked at this backpacking badge, and I, you know, I guess I have this mental picture of what an Eagle Scout is, and my mental picture includes a young person, male or female, I don't particularly care, a young person who can go on a five-day hike for 30 miles with three different camping locations on that 5 day. Yeah, that's a good hike, man. That's an exciting adventure that everybody can, you can talk about that little adventure for the rest of your life, especially if something fun happens on it. Just tell everybody you saw Bigfoot. It'll be great, but I think that should be a requirement to be an Eagle Scout.
All right,
sure.
So what about shortening the hike from 5 days, 30 miles to 4 days, 20 miles?
Why do you want to shorten it?
No. I don't think so because...
I'm just throwing out questions.
No, I think we have a... There's a criteria. Somebody put the criteria in place. I see no particular reason to shorten it.
All right, so if the criteria was that every other Eagle Scout gets to punch you in the face, well, that's the criteria. That's the way it's always been.
No, I... Well, okay, look, I'm not qualified to give you the rules on what make a person an Eagle Scout. But looking at these rules, I'm fine with them the way they are. Now, if you want to make a higher rank of Eagle Scout Elite, that can go for 10 days and gone, you know, whatever it might be, then I'm fine with that too. But to lower the standard, why are you lowering the standard? If you're lowering the standard because a young man who was, I can look at a picture here, not in peak physical condition, you know, happened to get heat exhaustion and
die. All right, so maybe we add a weight limit for who's eligible to be an Eagle Scout.
Nope.
And then you don't have to worry about situations of this kid couldn't handle the hike.
Some chubsters can hike all day long. And I do hike on the regular. You lost a lot of weight, a lot of weight, man. You lost more than you, didn't you?
Not quite 50, about 45% body weight from 317 down to about 172 now.
You lost a 14-year-old, and, it's...
Be careful how you say that on this show.
No, I think everything's fine with Eagle Scouts.
Thank Christina, any final thoughts?
Well, I really think that the standard should stay the same, because if anyone doesn't agree with what the goals are that are set forth, they don't have to participate in the program. So don't lower the standards. Keep it the way it is. And if you can obtain it, then you have the right to have that title.
Christina, good call. Thanks for calling in. Let's go. Also, somebody listening to WIBC, but not in Indianapolis, down in Columbus, we've got John calling in. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think a lot has to do with down to our schools. I mean, I remember growing up here in Indiana, and we had some horrible winters, and we had some good winters. And even in the horrible winters, if it was excessive amount of snow, we still went to school. But, if there was times, they still canceled it. But now, if there's so much as a light dust of snow, they will cancel school. If it gets too cold, they will cancel school. And, I'm a father of four boys, and I don't know how many times, that there's hardly any snow out on the ground at all whatsoever that school's canceled because of snow. Now, what's going to happen when they turn 18, they graduate, and they have to go out to the real world and get a real job, and that real job expects them to be at work even if there's a light dusting. They've gone their whole, school year life of, I'm going to stay home. Well, all of a sudden now, they do have to go out. They have to they have to be an adult, and they're not used to this.
Well, I would say with the snow, if I was putting myself in the shoes of a school administrator, I'd say to myself, you've got, 100 kids on a school bus? I don't really know. Let's say the 100 chances for every school bus that's on a road of getting lawsuits if a driver loses control of that thing is just not worth the... having school that day. It's the providing the mandatory transport to school, I think, is what the problem is.
Well, the compulsory education is also part of the problem of it. You must send your children
really
to school.
It's not really compulsory. I mean, I've got, my son doesn't go to school, and it's not,
but
no one
cares. Hampshire also has fairly lax homeschool laws.
Right, because things have changed. There's no longer are we at the days of the little rascals when the truant officer chases around an unlikely group of scamps.
Not in New Hampshire, at least, but it does happen in other places because
I've
read the news stories about it.
I haven't seen one.
John, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ricky calling in from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
To anyone listening, I am making you aware of my rights according to sections 1, 7, and 20 pursuant 25 and 26 of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, 1968, Article I.
All right. Thank you for letting us know about your rights pursuant to all of those things in the Pennsylvania Constitution. Let's go to... well, no, nope, not
You're
going
cool.
to go to Stefan, but your calls and thoughts are welcome about rights. Eagle Scouts, anything else, the litigious society that we live in, and I think that has a lot to do with all of this. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about Eagle Scouts and the wussification of children and the litigious world that we live in. We'll get back to that, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
There's been a lot of talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies going on in America right now, and one might wonder to oneself, why would I get involved in cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin? I have an answer for you. SaveAtPurse.com. SaveAtPurse.com is a website where you can sort of work with other people basically to get 25% off on up to 25% off on Amazon purchases. Daryl, you do this on
a regular? I do this on a regular basis,
yep.
And regularly get between 19 to 23%.
Yep.
No problems.
And it, you know, all you have to do basically is have some cryptocurrency, or you can get some at SaveAtPurse.com, and start, you know, saving money. You can get anything you need at Amazon.
And let's say that you only want to save 5%. Only 5%. You can still do that using the Purse Instant Buy.
Right.
And there are some things that aren't eligible for the higher savings, so things that are fulfilled by, say, a third party that you can't wind up doing the proper way of putting the Amazon wish list and import that. You can still save 5%. And I do that fairly frequently as well.
Go to SaveAtPurse.com. Sign up right now. SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com.
Let's go back to the phones, actually to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about hurricane relief. But first, I'm going to make a comment on, you know, what you guys have been talking about with the so-called wussification of America. And I think that only goes so far, because there are things where people are legitimately put under stress and they shouldn't be, you know, told, oh, you're just being a wussy over it.
Right. And me and Mark were actually having a conversation during the top of the hour where I was telling him about a book that I'm looking forward to that's coming out soon called The Mask of Masculinity, where the author of the book, he's talked about it on his podcast a good bit, where he's talked about some of the masks that men wear specifically around emotions, to where I think I can speak for me and Mark, Stefan, not sure if you had this similar sort of thing, to where as a kid you fall down, you scrape your knee, and some grown-up comes over and says, quit crying or I'll give you something to cry about. And so you start repressing your emotions, and then when you grow up to try to be a fully functioning human, you wind up, you know, not really knowing how to connect with your emotions and have, you know, meaningful relationships with other people. And so then you put on masks, and there's kind of this weird pendulum backlash sort of thing of you're told you need to be a man. Men don't cry. And so then you just stuff all of your emotions down, and then, you know, you sort of overcompensate, and then, hey, wait a second, you know, like you're being too manly. Oh, so this is the wussification of America, where I'm told that I can't be a man anymore.
That just makes people suicidal, in my opinion, if they have to bottle up their emotions and not express them ever, because, you know, men don't cry. I think that is ridiculous.
Right. However, so continue with your thoughts.
I was going to talk about hurricane relief, actually. As you know, Donald Trump had actually, you know, assigned funds to, you know, subset the damage of the awful hurricanes that hit the southern coast.
Federal funds. You're talking about,
yes,
tax dollars. Like, he didn't reach deep into his pockets to hand out that $7.5 billion.
Oh, no, he gave away $1 million, even though he claims to be a multi-billionaire. But,
he gave away a million more than I did. I've donated some money. It's, you know, not a lot, but I have donated some money to hurricane relief.
Well, do you think that this problem of cleaning up can be fixed only with the private sector, or do you think that maybe government should step in if it has the ability to?
Absolutely, this should be done private sector. I should give this the caveat that I am a Florida native. I was born and spent my probably first 35 years of my life in Florida. And look, so the news media loves to find the worst devastation and trot that out for their Yankee viewership. And Yankees feel about hurricanes the way they feel about alligators. They're terrified of them. But a hurricane's a big thunderstorm that has, usually some really bad aspects that go along with it.
Flooding is generally the worst aspect.
Flooding's the worst aspect. And the federal flood insurance that allows people to build on these barrier islands, to build giant mansions on things that are intended to protect from, tidal surges.
Yep.
don't understand that.
Absolutely ridiculous. That's the first and foremost area. But, other people are affected by this stuff, too. No doubt there's flooding and that kind of thing. And, there'll be ways to for the private sector will come up with ways for people to bounce back. And my wife
and the private sector would not subsidize people living on islands that were not intended to be habitable islands.
Yeah, that's the first thing. My wife went down there to help her parents get ready, rode out the storm in Sarasota, Florida. Now it didn't get hit the way that it was going to. The storm jagged to the right, there's going to be a joke there about Florida State University and wide to the right. But anyway,
too soon.
She was too soon. It was painful. I lost several hundred dollars in that game, on those games. And
I lost a bet and had to ask out a high school English teacher. Attractive English teacher either.
You win.
She said no, by the way.
Thank goodness. But anyway, people can handle this. The vast majority of people don't need too much. They don't need any help at all. The government, where my wife is right now, loosened the rules on trash pickup, and that's all people need.
What I'd like to know is why this, people have called me, a jerk for saying something like this, but I think anybody who builds a coastal property or buys one knowing it's going to get destroyed within the next 40 to 50 years, I think that's just making a terrible decision. And you shouldn't be surprised when your property gets destroyed by a hurricane.
Yeah, that decision's subsidized by American taxpayers of all stripes. And that's what's wrong about it.
They know it's going to be replaced. They know that the state is going to replace your property either way. And it's not like, you or me could afford one of these coastal properties. I mean, not making assumptions. I'm just saying, it's usually eccentric millionaires and billionaires that have these properties. And it seems to me like they could afford to fix them anyway. So why are the people on the bottom being forced to pay for their properties when they get destroyed?
It's just like some of the farm subsidies to where Ted Turner, who's a billionaire, winds up getting tens of millions of dollars every year in federal farm subsidies because he owns a bunch of land in Montana.
But hey, Daryl, farmers are the cornerstone of America. You can't say things like that.
Yes, they are, and the farm subsidies have actually wound up centralizing the production of food. They've caused these big mega farms to prop up because the small mom-and-pop farmer, they can't compete. Stefan, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yeah, we're live on a Saturday. I know, it's really, really strange. You don't really hear that very often unless they're talking about sports. And I know that it's football season, and I'm missing the Alabama football game right now, but I'll catch a score later.
Is that Roll Tide?
That is Roll Tide, yes. Good job, Mark. And also,
I like
the,
saying
the whole
that. It's
wide
a,
right thing.
It's a fun little, I don't, you know, being from Florida, I don't like you rednecks up in Georgia and Alabama. But, you know, the whole Roll Tide, that's a fun little saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Especially when there's 80,000 plus people all saying it at the beginning of the game before the kickoff.
Mm.
Really, really fun. So you can join us, again, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And if you like the show and you want to help us reach out to more radio stations, get on more radio stations across the country. We're already on about 170 coast-to-coast, but you can actually help us out by joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and for as little as $5 a month, you can join the AMP program, get perks like ad-free podcasts,
yep,
the app call-in line.
Facebook group.
Yep, that's Facebook group and other special things that only the amplifiers get. amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got John calling in from Michigan, listening to WSJM. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, I'd like to talk about the Eagle Scout program and the discussion that's going on with that.
Yep, so go ahead. You're on the radio right now, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, the program is a character development and leadership development program, and it's focused on citizenship and other elements of development that will help the boys be successful in life. And any scout can become Eagle if they stick with it and they put forth the effort, even if they have physical handicaps that prevent them from completing elements of the program. I'm a former scout leader. My son's an Order of the Arrow Eagle Scout.
Is that the elite Eagle Scout?
It is.
Okay, I didn't realize there was one. Cool.
Okay, so it's Order of the Arrow, and they have additional requirements to get that designation. But basically, it's character building and leadership development, and they want to develop the individuals to the fullest potential, whatever their potential may be. So if they have physical or other handicaps that keep them from completing basic requirements or one of the 11 merit badge requirements or pieces of those can be accommodated to help the individual achieve that badge. It's not waiving the requirement. If, you know, if someone is an amputee, they may not be able to physically do one of the requirements.
I think that's
reviewed and considered as part of the program, what is the best and fullest development of that individual.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, obesity, is that going to be considered a...
I've hiked hundreds of miles with boys, and I've seen guys that you wouldn't think could walk down the driveway, and they can walk you into the ground, and they're big guys, and they're little guys. And I've seen scouts of all sizes and ages who can't put one foot in front of the other. So don't look at a scout and say he can or can't hike. You can't make that judgment from a photo, because I've seen some pretty big kids that were like football players that just do not stop, and they can go. And
so what do you think about this tragic incident of this young man who got some kind of heat exhaustion and passed away at a Boy Scout affiliated camp attempting to get his what appears to be his backpacking badge?
I think it's a tragedy. Those things have happened in the scouts before. Accidents happen.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's the first person who's died attempting to, achieve something in scouts.
He's not. But as an organization, I think the Boy Scouts of America needs to look at the individual and his progress towards Eagle, where he was on that path, and was he on a path that would allow him to complete it by his 18th birthday, which is a requirement, and is it likely that he would have done that? And then if so, you go ahead and award the badge. And I know people will disagree with that, but there's also an element of compassion here.
Well, he got the badge posthumously.
Okay. Well, the backpacking badge, and that's one of the ones my son...
Oh, he got the Eagle Scout designation posthumously. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The backpacking badge was, you guys talked about that earlier, that is not one of the requirements for Eagle Scout. It's one of the badges that you can elect to do.
Right, but it sort of is.
That badge with my son.
There's three tiers, though.
It's the toughest badge to get on the backpacking. There's camping, hiking, backpacking, but the backpacking badge is a badge all of its own.
Yeah, I was looking at the requirements, and I guess, I'm a hiker. I go out for walks in the woods, and I feel like if I didn't have, a wife and a child and a full-time job and all the things that are required here, that I could pretty much walk out and do what, is required for the backpacking badge in a long weekend. You need 5 days to do it, so it'd have to be that Thanksgiving Day weekend, and I'd have to
work. Until you strap the boots on and head down the trail and realize, as well as prepared as you think you are and
I went on the 5-day hike in the Chiricahua Mountains of southeast Arizona, and they're rugged. And I was with a commercial airline pilot who was a former Air Force aviator. We got lost. We had GPS. We had maps. We had compasses. We got lost. And, you know, that's a long story, but we, you know, we persevered. There were four of us on that hike. 5 days in the wilderness, we saw no one. And you think you can strap these things on, you know, your boots, your backpack, and go, and everyone's happy. But it's that character development and developing the individual to the fullest potential, because when you're 15 miles from the car and it's the middle of the night and you can't go any further, no one's carrying you out. You get out on your own. And that's the development. That's the character building, the leadership. When it comes to getting the Eagle Scout, there are certain requirements of badge and rank and time and rank that have to be fulfilled. So anytime I see Eagle badge, you know, someone said they have it, I ask, how old were you? Because if anyone achieves Eagle by the time they get their driver's license, that's a phenomenal feat.
Yeah.
And I've seen young men who, as young as 13, get it, and I don't know how that can be possible when you look at the time and rank requirements and the time to earn some of the merit badges. I just don't see how you could lay out a plan when the boys can't start scouts until they're 11.
Yeah, that's no amazing. It's like when I hear stories of 13. It's like when I hear stories of somebody that graduated high school at like 12 years old and got admitted to Harvard. Yeah. John, thank you for the call.
To me, just, you know, I don't care if you got Eagle Scout on your 17th and 11 months birthday. If you got Eagle Scout, you're an Eagle Scout.
Right, but what he's pointing out is if somebody's able to get through it in 2 years, that's just absolutely amazing.
Agreed, but the guy gets to talk to a lot of Eagle Scout. I've met a handful of them in my life, and the vast majority of the people that reached Eagle Scout rank are among the most admirable people I've met.
Let's go to Skype. We've got Anarchy Radio calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Are you there on Skype, Anarchy Radio?
I had you guys on mute.
Okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Evening, gentlemen. I'm really glad that I got you, Daryl, and Mark, because I really want you guys' opinion on this topic that I'm going to be talking about. But as regards to the last one, you know, there's inherent risk in everything. People take that risk. I mean, it sounded like you guys were trying to see whether or not you thought that any regulation or, you know, governmental violence would be meted out because of this incident with the scout, and you know,
it probably
right,
will be.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back, and your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur, there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlasurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in. Now, we do have full phone lines. We are going to try getting through as many of these calls as possible. It's Daryl and Mark, and we'll get back to the phones in just a second.
Yeah, you've heard us talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies here. To have one of the things you need, the foundational things you need to possess cryptocurrencies, is you need a wallet. Jax.io is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's unique in several ways. It's got Shapeshift integration right in it, so you can shift frictionlessly and easily between currencies. So if you wanted to get rid of Bitcoin and get Litecoin or Ether or, you know, a whole variety of coins that they have over there, and the list is way too long to list here on the air, you can do that. And it allows you to hold a whole bunch of different cryptocurrencies in one wallet. You can access it on your laptop. You can access it on your phone. You can access it on your tablet. It's a cross-platform piece of technology. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's the digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You go to JAXX.io and get your Jax wallet today, JAXX.io.
And let's go back to Skype, where we've got Anarchy Radio calling in. Go ahead. You were starting to make a point. I forget what the point was, but go ahead, and if you could make that very quickly for us. Are you there? Did you mute yourself again? Because I have you unmuted on this.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Yeah, as far as the other kid, you know, there's inherent risks. He knew what he was doing. He was a grown individual. There should be no repercussions. There should be no regulation meted out. But the purpose of my call tonight was, I recently evicted a roommate. He still has an outstanding balance. ended up looking under his bed for a lighter and found a series of IDs and debit cards in his possession, or in his former possessions, or the possessions that he has left here. He's been gone for a few days but hasn't gotten them. What should I do with these? I mean, I'd like to simply confront him about it, but I mean, this is pretty damning. There's 3-4 different IDs, two other people's debit cards. I mean, it's pretty obvious that these are not his, and that he got them.
Are the IDs fake, or are they legitimate IDs of other people?
They're legitimate IDs of other people. One's a Mexican consulate ID, and the other two are, you know, driver's licenses and stuff like that. And I work as a doorman. I check IDs every Friday, Saturday night.
I would say that if you have a way of contacting the people, do that.
If you don't
have a way of contacting the people, you know, in the system that we currently live in, you know, the police or, you know, that organization that would most likely be able to get contact info for them.
It's so easy to get a hold of people these days.
But you don't necessarily have to, you know, give the police all the info of how you found the ID. Just, hey, I found these. I don't know how to contact them. Hoping you can. And just leave it at that.
Yeah, I suppose.
I would look for these people to see if I could find any way to get a hold of them. That would be my first and primary.
Right, and that was also my first suggestion as well. And, you know, if you can't find the contact info, then you go to, you know, that organization that currently exists. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mark calling in from Indianapolis. And this is not the same Mark that called in from Indy earlier in the night. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. No, this is not the one that called in earlier. I'm calling in about I was in the Boy Scouts. I didn't get Eagle Scout. I didn't accomplish it. I went in the military at 17, so I didn't get to accomplish. But I know in the military, if you go in as an Eagle Scout, you gain a rank as you enter the military.
Interesting.
It's a very elite club. And I know because I was in the Boy Scouts down in Alabama, actually down by Mobile, a place called Sims, Alabama. And down there, when I was in there, we did our hiking and camping and all that. And I know one of the biggest things for being on the heat down there was they always pressed on drinking water because they wanted to reduce the heat exhaustion. So that's why my question was there anybody that was there monitoring the water situation on why wasn't this boy drinking water so he wouldn't get this heat exhaustion?
There were three young men on the hike. One was 18, the others was this young man at 15, and then a younger 14-year-old. So this wasn't some big Boy Scout event. This was essentially a Boy Scout affiliated camp that helps with getting a particular badge and a few other things, probably.
Right, and I know. I mean, being when I because I joined the Scouts when I was 13, and that was when I joined down there in Alabama. One of the big things with down there being in the heat was you always consume water. Even if you weren't in the camp, I mean, it was always consuming water. So this boy going out there knew that consuming water would help reduce the heat exhaustion. I'm not saying it's not. There's a reason for it. His body, you know, wasn't capable of handling the heat like some other people will with consuming enough water. You know, I don't think the Boy Scouts should be held responsible for this. Because bad things do happen. Even when I was in the military, bad things happened. It doesn't mean, you know, that, you know, you can turn around to the military, you know, through boot camp and all that stuff. You've seen things happen. People get heat exhaustion. And that's something I always did, you know, in the military is that when you're going through boot camp, is you always drinking water. You're always drinking water, you know, and that was something that was
big water buffaloes out, these big giant tanks with, you know, spigots all over them.
Yeah.
Standing attention and drink a canteen of water within a minute, you know, that's what, you know, you were trying, they were always kept you hydrated. And there were still people getting heat exhaustion. So, I mean,
I would say drinking water is fantastic, but it isn't everything when it comes to heat exhaustion.
Right, and it is possible to overdose on water. I know
yes, it
happened to me one time where
were you sweating?
I was sweating after a really, really hot day of football practice when I was in high school. I drank like a gallon of water really, really quick, and then within like 5 seconds, it all came out. Everything in my stomach just expelled. It was absolutely horrible. Absolutely. And I just had to like sit there and, you know, put a cool rag on my neck.
And being with these other, the older one, you know, being 18, I imagine he's had first aid training, first aid merit badge and all that.
Like, hopefully.
It's part of the backpacking badge. Exhaustion is part of this badge.
And I know in first aid, they do teach you on heat exhaustion. See, when I was in there, it was heat exhaustion and heat stroke. There was no other in between. It was either heat exhaustion was the first sign of heat stroke. So
They use the term heat frustration now to, I think,
I've heard other different terms too, you know, but what I'm saying is I don't think the Boy Scouts should be liable, because the parents know the heat down there can be, I mean, I'm pretty sure even at home, there, you know, when the kids are all playing outside, hey, you can come in, cool off, drink some water, you know, it's getting hot out.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm guessing they're growing up down south. I'm guessing they were from Texas, sending the kid to a camp in Texas. But still, you know, hopefully they would have known about the heat. Mark, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about this, the trial coming up in New York related to Bitcoin and the BitLicense.
Okay, I've not heard about this. You got about a minute and a half, if you could be very quick.
This guy named Theo Chino is challenging, I think it's the BitLicense he's challenging, or at least some sort of New York regulation on Bitcoin. And it's gotten some degree of national attention, but I think it's on September 27th that the trial is occurring. I believe it's in New York City somewhere, and I would like to urge folks who are in that area to attend the trial. Google it and attend the trial. Theo Chino is his name.
Yep, I just pulled something up from Cointelegraph that I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter. And, Dave, thank you. And if you know anything else about this when the trial happens, I don't know if you plan on traveling out to New York for the trial, but if you do, definitely give us some updates on that. And I've heard that Washington State recently implemented some kind of BitLicense sort of thing.
That's a great way to drive off innovation from your state.
And I know that because I got some emails from some Bitcoin companies that I do business with saying, effective this date, we will no longer do business with anybody in the state of Washington. Dave, thank you for the call. And if we didn't get you tonight, I would say call back tomorrow, but tomorrow's a special live recorded episode. But you can call back on Monday or pretty much any other night of the week. And we are always live at freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three-quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.